There was, I don't expect there's any rail fence I know of right here left.
You're talking about the ones that went like this?
Yeah, that was a common fence, rail fence.
What kind of fence do people have around their yard?
Picket fence. As I told you, this country was full of cedar, I mean, cypress. And they would split cypress split reeds. This is a cypress thicket and sharpen them and make a picket fence out of them.
Okay.
For the garden and stuff, keep the chickens and stuff out. Keep the pigs from getting out of them.
Was that nailed or was it what?
Nailed. It's cut nailed. I got, when we cut this end of this building off here, I got about a dozen nails, and I had some of them chrome plated, but they were handmade nails. They were made in the blacksmith shop. The heads were beat on them with a hammer. I got them at the house. But these other nails were just cut nails. You got you can buy them now, you know.
Did you have any other kind of wire fences around here? What other
wire? Barbed wire. Just regular barbed wire.
Yeah. Any other types? For your hog?
No. Well, later years they did. It was all rail fence when you're talking about. That's just a hog, you know, that rail fence. And then later years, of course, along in the, I would say the 12, 15, something like that, put some hog wire fences.
What kind of fence do people have around their house now, or any other type?
Picket fence. Kept everything out. Picket fence. About 6 foot tall, next 6 foot thick.
They ever use any other kind of fences around here? Wire fences?
No, that was the principal thing. You couldn't buy wire. I mean, there wasn't any. I don't know when they invented wire. When they started selling wire fences around here, but. I know out there that there were some barbed wire, but none of this hog wire stuff you might call it. Nothing like this at the place out there now. I got this chain link fence out there. Yeah, they don't make it out there.
Did you ever raise cotton?
Hell yeah.
Tell me about the work you did.
I never raised cotton, but I mean, I know about it.
Yes.
Well, it's nothing to it. You just plant the cotton and wake it and pick it and take it to the gin and gin it and sell it to the whatever it is. When I left the farm, I wasn't big enough to do that. But I've been out there because I had all my kinfolk and stuff was out there. My uncle had two gins out there.
He did? He was a doctor and he owned a gin?
No,
this
is another one. Well, they weren't, I'm talking about when the Civil War was over with, they just destroyed every damn thing people had. And they had to come up with nothing.
They did.
They rebuilt the houses and built, they had stores, had everything that everybody else had. It wasn't any different here than it was anywhere else in the South. I mean, the only difference I can see that they didn't smoke pipes as bad as they did in some sections of the country. It didn't snuff because there was no tobacco raising. The worst thing they did was smoke pipes.